going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Perfect timing as we're back here on our Black and Gold Draft Show of 504 Golf and Entertainment. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Hawes, and Deuce McAllister. The Carolina Panthers guys at pick number 8 just selected Arizona wide receiver Teteroa McMillan, and the Black and Gold now on the clock, gentlemen. Who will it be for the Saints?
I would run up to that board with Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think he's a difference maker, that two down linebacker, and then on third down say, sick him, get after the quarterback. So that would be my choice here.
Well,
he's my highest rated player, Jalen Walker.
And my choice would be a Georgia Bulldog. Being Jalen Walker or Mykal Williams, both coming off the edge, either of those guys. If they would go offense, I think it would be Tyler Warren.
Yeah, Tyler Warren. I agree with you, Bobby. It's probably Tyler Warren if it's offense, and you know. But from a defensive standpoint, I'm probably leaning towards Jalen Walker as well. You want to play a 3-4 at some point. You're going to have to replace Demario Davis. I think he's a perfect guy, like you said, Mike. I don't have to take him off, and the Saints actually pick is in. Let's see if we can figure it out. They've already run up there, like you said. but for me, it's one or two of the
Georgia players.
Yeah, and it is not a quarterback at number 9, so that tells you right there from the Saints' standpoint.
Yeah, they weren't going to reach and pick Shedeur this high. No.
I told this to Charlie yesterday.
He or Dart.
Yeah.
Is there a player you would run to the podium with?
And it's neither one of those guys that we talked about. It is offensive tackle.
From Texas?
From Texas, Banks.
Whoa. Now that shows you right there that you know who's going to be moved on the inside?
Trevor Penning.
Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. How many times? Mike, I've been saying for 2 years, moving the guard.
That's where he's going. So the Saints for the last, I think it's been since what, 2015? 2016, they've drafted either an offensive lineman.
2014.
Or defensive lineman, and they do it again. It's Kelvin Banks Jr., the Texas tackle, is in. And so the Saints, they ran up to the board. We talked to them today. They talked about establishing the line of scrimmage, whether it was offense or defense, and they have done so with this pick.
Well, I had Kelvin Banks going
he's
to
a little down the line.
Going to the Cardinals at number 16. So I don't know, a 9-16, Mike, is that?
He's the second tackle off the board, and a lot of people coming into the season.
The third,
Missouri. Yeah. Well, coming into the season, he was ranked by most publications as the number one tackle coming into the season. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with him. Some people can find some flaws. But if you go back and you look at what Philadelphia did, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And that's exactly what the Saints are trying to do. But I agree with you. It's definitely a sign to back-to-back years. You pick a left tackle and basically a right tackle. And so for Trevor Penning, the opportunity has to go inside.
That's why they're not picking up that $16 million.
You're fine.
And you know what else, Deuce and Mike?
Banks.
We have an offensive head coach.
Well, he's an offensive
head coach. Offensive line.
I want to protect whoever the quarterback is.
Yes.
Whether it's Derek Carr or whether it's a rookie.
And even when we had Drew Brees, you know what we took for granted? Our offensive line was always kicking ass.
Yeah.
We had a top 3 offensive line. I'm going back with Teron Armstead and all that. You know, going way back, our offensive line, we were dominant. You know, sometimes you know, no matter who, even at center, guard, tackle, and then when you don't have that, they say, we're not the same. And that's what they're trying to get back
not
to.
The same.
Well, you have to definitely get back to it. You want to open up some holes for some guys. And, you know, from an offensive scheme standpoint, I don't have to help as much, even though I have some young tackles on the edge. Now it's just securing inside for your quarterback and, you know, being able to create some lanes and protect the quarterback.
The one thing with Banks, he has started 3 years, 18-year-old, three-year starter at left tackle for University of Texas. In high school, Texas kid, committed to Oregon. He was going to go to Oregon. Mario Cristobal decides to go to Miami of Florida, opened the door. I remember Coach O, Texas, went after him, and he ended up at Texas. But he has started there since an 18-year-old.
Well, here's a question for you. Does he play left tackle or does he play right
left tackle?
Tackle
all his life?
I know, but they're saying, do you put him at right tackle?
I put him at left tackle, and then I'll put Fuaga where he was originally, right tackle.
You're going to put him at right tackle?
Yeah, because that's where Fuaga, they made him play left tackle. He was a right tackle.
But I mean, you needed him at left.
Right. So now I think you got your cake and eat it too.
So we're waiting on the official line, but we've been told Kelvin Banks Jr. is the selection for the Saints.
Right now, television showing the inside of the Saints draft room over here.
Like they don't know.
In the 2025 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
The pick is in and official now. Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas, joining the black and gold with the ninth overall selection in the 2025 draft, guys.
And the fans aren't hooping and hollering because it's not a skilled player.
Well, they hadn't heard it officially.
Oh, that's right.
They hadn't heard it.
There's a delay.
Okay, let me hear this.
Well, there you go.
Well, Bob, yeah. I think the excitement is about what you
It was the start of a who dap and just who.
Right. Unless you get
not the excitement that you wanted from the fan base in here.
Yeah. But
it's like, what? That's not who we were looking for.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't want a skilled player most of the time. But
that's normally what sells.
I tell you what, right now on paper, I think in the future, 2 or 3 years to come and building on this year, we might have the best duo of tackles.
Oh, you'll have the best bookend tackles.
I think in two years
you should have the best bookend tackles. Yeah, in 2 years. I won't throw them in as rookies. I'll give them, you know.
Yeah, give them a year.
Give them a year.
So 2026.
Yeah, young bookend tackles, you should have those guys and both of those guys.
Y'all remember Ramchek, Teron Armstead? I mean, goes on and on.
It seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That we had them here at the tackle spots.
I think about that. Since 2014. The Saints have taken a D lineman or an offensive lineman every year in the first round.
Right. The only really aberration is Olave, but he went in the first round, but so did Penny.
Yeah, but both then, went.
And
in
Eric
first round.
McCoy was the only pick in the second round.
Correct.
So with a of their first round or the pick that they had, that's amazing.
Dude, Eric, look what you had to give up to get him.
Yeah.
Wondering how you feel about Banks over a guy like Menbu.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I think both of them are close.
I think they're both studs.
Do you like caramel in your coffee, or do you want a little
sweet cream?
Yeah, sweet cream, or I'm not a creamer guy, but I mean that's where
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. I was going winter wheat, but I mean that's a little heavy. You know, it's not cold outside.
I think all the offensive tackles that have been drafted so far, and you know, in our backyard, Will Camel, they'll all have success. And I think the Mizzou kid. And I think Kelvin Banks Jr., they all could be just as good as Will Campbell in the NFL.
Okay, here's the deal. The Menbu difference between him and Banks. Basically, Menbu, all his career, has played right tackle. Kelvin Banks has
left
played
tackle.
Left tackle all his life.
And the other thing, I think both of them are probably maulers as well. Well, Will is probably more of a technician.
Oh, Will's the technician.
Yeah, Will's more of a technician. But for Banks and Menbu, they're probably more of maulers, probably like Fuaga as well at his tackle position. He's going to be a guy that's a mauler, you know, but probably didn't get to do it as much this past year.
We think about how the Eagles were built.
Yeah.
And this is reminiscent of them taking a guy that this is how the Eagles won. They won up front, offensive line.
Yeah, and if you can't get Stoutland, the offensive line coach.
No, I want him, though.
Yeah, if you can't get him, then at least get some pretty good players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.